Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 20th of March. So today we have the spring equinox. Mercury makes a parallel to Chiron. Mercury also makes a contraparallel to Saturn. So yeah, today is the day of the spring equinox, which happens between the 20th to the 22nd each year. This happens on the 20th of March, so the spring equinox always brings more vitality, optimism, but we can be moody. The best use of this energy is to set intentions and take positive steps towards your personal development. If you want to know what to do for the spring equinox in regards to your rising and sun sign, or the strongest element of zodiac energy. So for instance, if you've got a lot of planets in Aries, you would, even though maybe you could be a Gemini rising, you would still, or Gemini sun, yeah, it can happen. So yeah, as well, if you've got more planets in Aries, then Aries may have more influence on you. So basically you would read Aries and Gemini and then other dominant energies. So yeah, check out the playlist for that. Also today, Mercury makes a parallel to Chiron, so this helps us to be open to new perspective, new ideas, new habits, which the spring equinox is all about. Planting new seeds of actions and words that you want to slowly harvest and, you know, see the rewards coming in the summer and autumn time. Negatively, Mercury's parallel to Chiron can add to the moodiness that the spring equinox brings. We can just be mindless with our words and actions, and this can cause conflict. So just watch how you do and say things, because this can cause feelings, and it's obviously more in chance because Mercury parallel and Chiron is the same as conjunction. So the best use of Mercury's parallel to Chiron is to just, you know, start or continue the work of healing yourself, understanding others, repairing things, getting to the bottom of deep-suited behaviours or relationship patterns. You know, what keeps on repeating in your relationships, what thoughts keep on repeating in your mind, are the positive thoughts, do they promote your overall psychological, physical, financial, spiritual and emotional health, or do your thoughts and actions and your relationships drain your energy? So yeah, it's a great energy for self-reflection and to work on your transformation. Mercury makes a contraparallel to Saturn, so this is an opposition involving Mercury. So positively, you know, it allows us to be more disciplined, focusing our thinking and practical, overcoming our obstacles. It gives us the energy to problem solve, especially in communication projects, and helps us to be more decisive in our decision making. But on the negative end, it can make us close minded, inflexible, overly critical of ourselves and others, just being harsh, and then we're just missing the opportunity to become more organized and to set plans and intention, which is the spring equinox is all about. And this energy of Mercury contraparallel Saturn is supporting us to do that in the work and examine our limiting beliefs, thoughts and ways of relating to ourselves and others, and just question the validity of our self-imposed limitations, especially when it comes to our thoughts and behaviors and addictions. And I know addictions are hard to control, so are negative thoughts. It's not about inducing shame and guilt. You know, my thing is taking the daily steps, and this is why I do these daily horoscopes, to give us the support to go through our healing journeys. So this energy allows us to dig deep into the realm of self-reflection, where we can unveil layers of consciousness and just shed light on, you know, the patterns that are holding us back from not only growing on the material career levels, but spiritually, emotionally and psychologically too. It just sort of like pushes us to gain a deeper understanding of ourselves, and if we have the energy, others in the world as well. It allows us to be curious and just be open to, you know, change and healing and understanding and meaningful sort of actions. And it just supports us in delving into our subconscious mind, understanding the conflicts there, and giving us the power, love and compassion to overcome this, and wanting us to reflect on our relationships. Do we communicate effectively? How can we improve our communication energy? Because Mercury is all about communication, and double dose of Mercury today. And it's a time to nurture your own self-worth, set healthy boundaries that honor your well-being well-being and all levels in your life. So content creators can talk about how we can take new steps, how we can embrace newness, especially when we've been hurt, let down, and we've failed, and we suffer from addictions and psychological and emotional issues, giving tips and strategies to understand and overcome depression, anxiety, and manage personality disorders, and how we can, you know, deal with our moods and the changing moods in others more by having more compassion and empathy for ourselves as well. Also talking about the power of words and how they can either, you know, destroy relationships or be powerful catalysts for healing and understanding. Talking about how we can bring more discipline and focus and practicality into our lives and create a solid foundation. And this is by taking the slow daily steps or making a plan, setting clear goals and intentions so you can, in the long run, achieve success. So just giving strategies for organization, talking about, you know, different forms of organization, and it's all about finding routines that work for us as individuals. Also talking about emotional healing, self-acceptance, how we can embrace vulnerability within ourselves and in the world, how we can become more forgiving, how we can build emotional resilience, and just sort of like just to preset ourselves and life a bit more, and how just having gratitude for what we have can improve our emotional, psychological health on all levels as well. So yeah, that was the Daily Scope for the 20th of March.